To be able to be together again this morning.
为着今天早晨我们能够再聚集在一起感谢主。
I think whenever we have this opportunity, it's a great blessing.
每当我们有这样一同聚集的机会都是一个祝福。
So let's have another word of prayer.
所以我们再有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much for the great calling that you have cried out unto us with.
主耶稣我们感谢你为着你那个伟大的呼召感谢赞美你。
Lord, you have called us unto yourself.
你呼召我们到你自己身边。
And Lord, as you called us unto yourself, you have revealed your great heart unto us.
当你呼召到我们到你自己身边的时候，你把你自己的心意向我们显明。
Lord, we gather here this morning as the most privileged ones upon this earth.
我们今天早晨聚集在你的同在当中，我们就是一个何等有特权的人。
We're so thankful how you have taken us out of a kingdom of darkness.
我们感谢你把我们从黑暗的国度当中牵出来。
And you have brought us in your great love into a kingdom of your beloved Son.
并且把你带到你自己你爱子光明爱和光明的国度当中。
And Lord, this morning as we come, we fix the eyes of our hearts upon you.
今天早晨当我们来到你面前的时候我们的眼睛要定睛在你的身上。
The other things that would try to distract and dissipate us, we say no to those.
任何的搅扰我们心思的意念我们对他说不。
And we say yes to the very Spirit of the living God amongst us this morning.
我们对着在我们心中永活的圣灵说是。
We're thankful, Lord, that as you have called us apart unto you.
我们感谢你你把我们呼召到你自己的身边。
You have made a full and complete provision in Christ for this time.
在耶稣基督里你已经为预备我们完全的救恩。
By faith, we step into that provision.
借着信心我们要进入这个的这个
By faith we declare that Jesus Christ is Lord over this time.
借着信心我们今天要宣告耶稣基督是我们的主。
And by faith we come with expectant hearts to behold the beauty of the Lord.
借着信心我们要来到你的面前知道你在我们心中所要成就的是何等的美丽。
In thy name we pray, Amen.
奉你的名祷告 ,Amen.
Like for us to turn again this morning to Acts 26.
我们一同翻到使徒行传第26章。
We know that Paul had been arrested by this time.
这个时候保罗已经被监禁了。
And he was before King Agrippa.
他这时候来到亚基帕王面前。
And he was sharing his testimony.
他在这边分享他的见证。
He shared how the Lord had captured him on that road to Damascus.
讲到神怎样在大马色的路上抓住了他。
Of how he was going one way.
讲到他怎样走一个方向。
And then when he had an encounter with the living God,
当他遇见这位永活神的时候
his whole life was revolutionized.
他的整个的生命被改变了。
And from then on, Paul was a captured man.
从那时候开始保罗就是一个被俘的人。
And what had captured Paul?
是什么俘虏了保罗呢
It wasn't a thing that captured Paul.
并不是某些事情。
It wasn't a teaching that captured Paul.
也不是某些教训。
But it was the living God.
乃是永活的神。
It was Jesus Christ that had captured Paul.
是耶稣基督俘虏了保罗。
And Paul had determined he would no longer live for himself.
保罗就说我从此之后不再为自己而活
but live for the one who had loved him and died for him
乃是为着爱我为我受死能为主而活
and in this spirit Paul was able to testify before King Agrippa
所以在这个灵里边保罗在亚基帕王面前分
出 as we look down in verse 19
我们一同来看第19节
Paul says consequently King Agrippa I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision
亚基帕王啊我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象
And what Paul is sharing here.
当保罗在这里边所分享的是
Again, he's not talking about I was not disobedient to a teaching.
他并不是说我违反了某些教训。
But as Paul speaks of the heavenly vision.
保罗在这里边乃是说到从天上来的异象。
Is he speaking of a thing?
他不是说一件事情吗
No.
不是的。
He's speaking of a person.
他是说到一个人。
Because when Paul had that heavenly vision,
因为当保罗看见那个属天的异象的时候
he cried out upon that road to Damascus.
他在大马色的路上高呼
And he said, Who art thou, Lord?
说主啊你是谁
And the very person of the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
那个人就说我是你所逼迫的耶稣基督
That vision that Paul saw
保罗那个异象当中
was Christ in his body.
是耶稣和他的身体
He saw the oneness there.
他看见了一个一
He saw that the head was in heaven.
他看见了那个头在天上。
There was this living body upon this earth.
乃是他活的身体在地上。
And that revolutionized Paul's life.
那这就是整个的改变了保罗的一生。
And as we look through Paul's life,
当我们看见保罗一生的生活的时候
we see that Paul never disconnected Christ from his body.
我们看见保罗从来没有把 耶稣的基身体和他的头分开。
At times we can have a tendency to focus upon his body or the church.
有的时候我们可能有一个倾向要把我们的注意力放在他的身体，就是教会上。
And we forget that that's Christ.
我们忘记了那是基督。
When we speak of the church,
当我们说到教会的时候，
are we speaking of Christ?
我们是说基督吗？
Christ is the church.
基督就是教会。
The fullness of his body who fills all in all.
是他充满万有的，充满了一切。
And he's calling us to be faithful unto that.
他要我们在这件事情上向他忠心。
When Paul saw this vision,
当保罗看见这个意象的时候，
it governed the rest of his life.
是整个掌管了他余下的人生。
And he saw within God's heart.
他看见了神的心意。
How the Lord was calling not only Paul,
神并不仅仅是呼召保罗。
He was calling each brother and sister to be transformed into the image of Christ.
乃是要呼召所有的每一位弟兄姐妹都被改变成神儿子的形象。
That Holy Spirit would have a great freedom.
圣灵要有绝对的自由。
Within each life to work to transform us into the image of His Son.
在每个人的心中可以自由的工作，把我们改变成耶稣基督的模样。
And so how thankful we are how Paul was captured.
我们非常为着保罗这样被主得着而感谢神。
And how it's so essential for us in these days.
并且这个在我们今天的生活当中也是何等的重要。
That the Lord through the Spirit would recover something of the reality of His heart and purpose within our lives.
神要在我们中间做一个恢复的工作，把我们恢复到他的神的原初的心意当中。
Going far beyond simply recovering a truth or a doctrine.
这远远超过一个真理。或者一个经意的恢复。
But recovering the very preciousness of Christ in His church to us.
乃是恢复耶稣基督在他教会当中这个真实的宝贵。
And just as the reality of this captured Paul's heart.
正像这个实际抓住了保罗一样。
There's a jealousy that it would capture our hearts today too.
神的热心也要今天抓住我们。
In many ways, we're such a blessed people.
在很多的方面我们都是一个蒙很多祝福的人。
We've had so much wonderful teaching about Christ and His purpose.
我们知道在耶稣基督和他的永远的目的上有很多的教训。
But sometimes our greatest blessing can become also our weakness.
但是有的时候我们最大的祝福也是从我们自己的软弱当中出来的。
We can become so accustomed to hearing about Christ and a purpose.
我们非常熟悉听见基督和他永远的目的。
So accustomed to hearing about a heavenly vision.
我们非常熟悉的听见那个天上的意象。
So accustomed to hearing about Christ and His church.
我们非常熟悉听见基督和他的教会。
That we can unconsciously start taking it for granted.
是以至于我们在没有意识当中就把这些当作平常了。
And what was so precious to us at one time.
对于我们来说那个最宝贵的那一次。
Has simply become common to us today.
在今天已经成为平常了。
Stella and I were recently in Brazil.
Stella 姊妹和我最近到了巴西。
And we were there with a group of believers we'd never visited before.
在那边我们遇见了我们一群从来没有之前没有遇见的基督徒。
And it was so precious to be with these ones.
和他们在一起相聚的时光是何等的宝贵。
They'd been meeting together about 3 or 4 years.
他们在一起相聚已经有3-4年了。
One day about 5 or 6 years ago,
在5-6年之前的一天，
they read a book by Brother Duverne Fromke.
他们读到了一本 Frank 弟兄所写的书。
About God's heart and purpose.
讲到了神的心意和他的旨意。
And it opened their eyes.
打开了他们的眼睛。
And all of a sudden, these ones who had been in many different denominations.
突然间这些从不同的宗派当中出来的弟兄姐妹们。
They started seeking the Lord.
他们开始寻求主。
The Lord touched a brother's heart in one part of this city.
神在这个城市的一个部分抓住了一些弟兄姐妹们的心。
And one day by the sovereignty of God.
有一天在这神主权当中
He met another brother in the city.
他遇见了这个城市里面另外一位弟兄。
And the Lord had been showing him something of his heart and purpose for the church.
神同样也在这个弟兄中间显明他自己的心意。
And then they met another sister.
他们看见了另外一个姊妹。
And it turns out it was about 10 or 20 of them that the Lord had been touching their hearts.
最后他们看见有差不多10到20位弟兄姐妹们神已经摸到了他们的心。
They had nothing natural between them.
在他们的天然当中没有什么连接的。
But in a wonderful sovereign way, the Lord had touched them and brought them together.
但是在神何等荣耀的主权当中，神把他们带到一起。
So a few years ago, they started gathering together in a very simple way.
所以在几年之前，他们就开始在非常简单的方式当中聚集在一起。
So when we went to visit them,
当我们访问他们的时候
The first night we were, was a time of fellowship to introduce ourselves to them and them to us.
第一天晚上的交通是我们介绍我们自己他们介绍他们自己
As these brothers and sisters started sharing,
当这些弟兄姐妹们开始分享的时候
there was such a first love within their hearts.
在他们心中有何等那个起初的爱
They were sharing, oh, brother, sister, sister, brother Mac, sister Stella.
他们就说Mac 弟兄和 Stella 姊妹
Do you know what the Lord is after?
你知道神在我们中间所寻找的是什么
The Lord has called us with a wonderful purpose.
神把我们寻找出来要一个为着一个荣耀的目的
We're not just individuals.
我们并不是个每一个个人
We're part of the body of Christ.
我们是神基督身体的一部分
And there was such a spirit of first love and joy in their hearts.
在他们灵里边有这样何等强的这起初的爱
I have to confess.
我必须承认
that when they first started sharing,
当他们开始分享的时候
in the evil of my heart,
在我心里边有一个恶念
my heart was not in a good place.
我的心的位置不是特别正确的时候
I said, oh, they're just seeing that.
我说他们就说只是说这样的事情
you know, but the Holy Spirit convicted.
但是圣灵却向我发出了确据
of howThis was something so precious and fresh to them.
因为这件事情对他们来讲是何等的真实，何等的新鲜。
And the Lord was desiring this within all of our hearts.
神在我们每个人心中都有这样的渴慕。
And this is what the Lord is desiring us to maintain in these days.
乃是神要在我们中间做一个一直这样去持续的渴慕。
And this is what we see in Paul's life.
这就是我们在保罗身上看见的光景。
Of how as the Lord had captured Paul.
神怎样的抓住了保罗
Paul was brought into this place of intimate relationship with the Lord.
神把保罗带到和他亲密的关系当中
And we shared on this last night.
我们昨天晚上分享到
That very foundational truth within Paul's life.
在保罗的生命当中最根基的那个
Of daily having this intimate personal relationship with him.
乃是在每天的生活当中和主有一个亲密的关系
Now this is far more than just a quiet time in the morning.
这不仅仅是早晨那个安静的时间
Even though that's absolutely essential
实际上那个当然是非常绝对需要的
But when we're speaking of this relationship
但是当我们提到这个关系的时候
We're speaking of our whole life
我们乃是提到我们整个的生命
Not just a few moments in the morning
不是早晨那个短短的时光
But a life set apart unto him
乃是全部的生命为他而活
That whether we're at school or whether we're at work
不论是我们在学校在工作
There's a consciousness of his presence.
乃是在我们心里边有一个知道
There's an awareness of being not part of the kingdom of this world.
不是和我们不是与这个世界是有关的
And being conscious of him.
乃是我们心里边知道
And this is what we see in Paul's life.
这就是我们在保罗身上所看见的
That regardless of the circumstances that he found himself in.
不论他在任何的环境当中
He was always very conscious of the presence of the Lord.
他心里边都非常清楚神与他同在
And how throughout his life that governed him.
这就是他整个掌管他一生的一个动力
And this is what the Lord is jealous for in our life.
这是主在我们心中热心所寻找的
This morning we want to continue along this thought.
今天早晨我们要继续在这个思想
And we want to look at another aspect of Paul's life.
我们要看见保罗生命当中的另外一个方面
Now we mentioned we're not going to be focusing so much on Paul's teaching.
我们提到我们今天这次呢不是在重点讲到保罗的教训
But more so upon his life.
我乃是讲到他的生命
But once you step back,
但是当我们回头看
What you soon discover,
我们就会发现
is that Paul's teaching is his life.
因为他的教训就是他的生活。
And his life, the teaching comes from his life.
因为他的教训是从他的生活中发出来的。
There's a oneness there.
因为在这里边有个合一。
And this is what touched so many brothers and sisters' hearts.
这就是这些能够触到我们心深处的事情。
Paul saw the preciousness of the church to Christ.
因为保罗看见教会在神的眼中是何等的宝贵。
And it transformed his life.
是改变了他的生活。
So I'd like for us as we look this morning.
所以今天早晨在保罗的生活当中
What we're calling the second lesson within Paul's life.
我们要看见保罗所给我们看见的第二个功课
Is that Paul had an insatiable desire for Christ.
是保罗向着主有一个永不满足的渴慕
There was a desire within Paul that was never satisfied.
就是他在里边向神的这个心愿是永远没有办法被满足的
Even when he would taste of Christ.
当他尝到主耶稣基督的时候
It created a greater desire.
是里边产生了一个更大的渴望
And he was always pressing on.
所以他就要努力面向前面的
To know Christ in a fuller and greater way.
是要更在更多更丰富的层面上
And he encouraged the brethren in a similar spirit.
所以他也鼓励弟兄姐妹们要在同样的灵里面追求
I think this desire, we can see how Paul was captured if we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们如果看一下哥林多后书第五章我们就可以看见保罗是怎样被这件事情抓住
As we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 14 and 15
我们来读哥林多后书第五章14、15节
We have here a great testimony of Paul
我们在这里边看见保罗一个何等美好的见证
The very nature of what was controlling his life
是控制他人生的一个根基
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:14
保罗在哥林多后书第五章十四节说
For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. He died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既为众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活乃是为替他们死而复活的主活
This love of Christ captured Paul's heart
神的爱抓住了保罗
Now this is not Paul's love for Christ
并不是保罗向着神的爱
Even though obviously Paul had a love for him
保罗当然他是爱基督的
But what controlled Paul's life was he saw the love of Christ
但是控制保罗生命的是他看见了基督向着他的爱。
He saw the love of one who came and died for him.
他看见了那位爱他的来到地上为他而死。
And Paul was determined within his heart to no longer live for himself.
所以在他的心里面决定就不为自己而活。
But to live for that one who loved him and died for him.
乃是要为替他们死而复活的主而活。
Brothers and sisters, has the love of Christ captured us?
弟兄姐妹们，是不是主的爱也抓住了我们？
It's such a privilege every Lord's Day to gather around this table.
每天每一个主日，我们来到饼杯面前是何等宝贵的聚集。
Because it's a fresh reminder and a testimony to our hearts of His great love.
因为那是一何等新鲜的见证，是见证着耶稣基督向我们的爱。
The other Sunday back in Richmond,
在上一次在 Richmond 的一场的主日当中 我们弟兄们分享到主的桌子 他问一个非常简单的问题
Can we ever exhaust all the truth that this table speaks of?
我们是不是能够发掘出这个桌子所代表的全部的真理
If we stop and think about it
我们可以停下来想一想
How many times have we celebrated the table here?
我们有多少次在这边一同在主的饼杯面前聚集我们看一看 全世界有多少的教会在饼杯桌子面前聚集但是每一次我们来到这个桌子面前
There's a freshness of Christ
乃要有基督耶稣的新鲜
And we're touched by something that we haven't been touched in that way before
乃我们就被那一个从来没有经历过那个摸到了再一次摸到了
There's that unfathomable riches that we partake of.
乃是我们没有办法想象的那个丰富。
And this is what had captured Paul's heart and created this insatiable desire.
这件事情就抓住了保罗在他里边产生了一个巨大的动力。
When he stopped and he considered the love of Christ.
当他停下来思想基督向着他的爱的时候。
He knew he could no longer go his own way.
他就知道他不能够再走自己的道路。
But his life was changed.
他的生命发生了改变。
If we stop and think about the love of Christ,
当我们停下来思想一下基督的爱的时候
When our wonderful Lord and Savior came to this earth,
是何等奇妙美好的救主来到这个地上
It was a love that brought him here.
是爱把他带到这个地上
It was a love for us.
是向着我们的爱
It was a love for each and every individual.
是向着我们每一个人的爱
It was a love for the church.
是对着教会的爱
And it was a love for his father.
是向着天父的爱
But it was all with one purpose.
但是只有一个目的
There was an end in view.
是一个他已经看见了那个永恒
And that governed the life of Christ.
是这个掌管了基督的一生
When we think of the creator of the universe.
当我们想到这个宇宙的创造
Who came and was born in a place of Bethlehem.
这个创造者他来到地上来到伯利恒
And suffered the humility of being born in a manger.
在为我们谦卑的生在马槽里
That place of rejection and humility did not hinder him.
这些拒绝，这些羞辱都没有阻挡他。
Because there was a love and a purpose in his heart that he pressed on.
因为在他的心里边有爱，有一个目的，使他一直向前。
So often, brothers and sisters, when we find ourselves a place of being humiliated,
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们来到一个被羞辱的地位上，
we want to shrink back.
我们就会退后。
But unless we see that love of Christ,
但是当我们看见基督的爱的时候，
and unless we have His purpose within our heart,
当我们有在他的心中，在我们的心中有他的目的，
when those times of humiliation come upon us,
所以这些羞辱来到我们的身上的时候，
we will shrink back.
我们就会。
But Paul, as he testifies, he was controlled by the love of Christ.
但是保罗在这里边见证的时候，他受神的爱所掌管。
So that when he suffered those times of humiliation,
所以当他受到这些羞辱的时候，
he was able to press on.
他能可以一直向着别人向前。
The love of Christ and that being captured by that becomes very practical within our hearts.
神的爱要抓住我们，是在我们生活的实际当中。
As we think about our Lord,
当我们想到我们的主的时候，
through those first 30 years upon this earth during the days of Nazareth,
在拿撒勒那30年的生活当中，
he lived a hidden life.
他生活着一个隐藏的生活。
Totally, this was the King of Kings, but totally hidden.
这是一个万王之王，然而他过着一个隐藏的生活。
And not even respected by his brothers.
甚至他的兄弟们都不尊敬他。
But he continued faithful.
但是他是向着神继续去。
It would appear that he was set aside.
当他被分别出来的时候，
But he knew he wasn't being set aside.
因为他知道那个时候他还没有被，
he knew he was there with purpose.
因为他知道他来的是一个为着一个目的而来。
He knew he had an hour set before him.
因为他知道他的时候。
And he, over and over, he would say, my hour has not yet come.
所以一次又一次地说，他说我的时候还没有到。
How do we feel at times when we're set aside or we're having to be hidden?
当我们被放在一边被隐藏的时候，我们想什么呢？
Do we become impatient?
我们是不是就没有耐心了？
Do we want everybody to see us?
我们是不是让所有人都能够看见我们？
Do we get jealous when somebody else gets to be seen and we're hidden?
当有别人被显明出来，我们是不是嫉妒了？
Somebody else gets to stand up here and lead the music or do announcements.
有的人，有的弟兄们来这边领诗或者做其他的服饰。
And we have to sit there in a hidden way.
我们必须坐在那边做过隐藏的生活。
But when the love of Christ has captured us,
但是当主的爱抓住我们的时候，
we see that he has called each and every one of us with purpose.
因为他呼召我们每个人为着一个目的。
And whether we're in public or whether we're hidden, we continue faithful.
我们无论是在人的面前或者是处置隐藏的，我们都为着一个目的。
This is what kept Paul's heart.
这是抓住保罗心的事情。
And when we think of that love of Christ,
当我们想思想基督的爱的时候，
now when he came to his own,
他来到他自己的创造当中，
as it says in the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音说，
when he finally came into this public ministry,
当他来到他公开的服事当中，
he says he came to his own and his own received him not.
他说来到他自己的人当中， 自己人却不接受他。
He was utterly rejected.
他被完全的拒绝了。
But that did not impact his life in any way.
但是这个没有在他的生命当中有任何的影响。
Because he was governed by purpose.
因为他受一个目的而支配。
And he continued to be faithful right according to the way God had called him.
他继续按照神所呼召那个目的在向神是信实的。
How about those times when we're rejected?
当我们被拒绝的时候怎样呢？
When ones don't appreciate us.
有人没有感激我们。
How do we react?
我们的反应是什么？
Do we just kind of pack up our toys and go home?
我们是不是把我们这些玩具收拾起来就回家了呢？
But no.
不是的。
In spite of that rejection,
尽管这些拒绝，
he says he came to his very own.
他说他来到他自己的人中间。
This wasn't a group of strangers.
并不是一些，
these were ones who should be expecting a Messiah.
乃是一些要盼望着这个弥赛亚来的人。
And he came to them and revealed himself to them.
他来到中间，把他自己显明在这些人中间。
And they utterly rejected him.
但他们完全的拒绝了他。
Oh, but that he governed by that purpose.
但是他受这个目的的支配。
He pressed on.
他继续向前。
We can go on and on within Christ's life.
我们可以在基督的生活当中一直这样着看。
Think about Gethsemane.
我们看见了耶哥西马尼园。
Of how he wrestled within Gethsemane.
我们看见在哥西马尼他是何等的挣扎。
And sometimes I think, again, this is one of those areas where we're so familiar with it that we lose the preciousness of it.
这是我们非常熟悉的一些经文， 所以有的时候我们就不宝贵它了。
Would the Lord refresh within all of our hearts and our spirits the battle that went on in Gethsemane?
让神借着在哥西马尼的经历再次复兴，再次更新我们心里边的感觉。
The cost that our Lord paid there.
我们主耶稣基督在那边付上的代价。
When he came to that place and saying, not my will, but thy will be done.
当他在那边的时候说，不要按我的意思，乃至按你的意思而行。
That came out of an agony.
是从他心里边那个痛苦
生出来的。But I feel like today so often we have cheapened that.
但是今天我感觉到我们把这个看得太廉价了。
We've learned a nice little religious phrase.
我们听见了一些很好的这些宗教的说法。
So often when we're praying about something.
所以当我们为着某些事情祷告的时候。
If we've been good students in Sunday school.
我们是主日学好的学生。
If we've been listening to the teachings.
我们听见了这些教训。
We know that when we pray for something.
当我们为着某些事情祷告的时候。
Lord, I really want to go to this university.
主啊，我实在是想进这所大学。
I want this job.
我需要这个工作。
I want to marry this person.
我要为跟这个人结婚。
Well, whatever it can be.
无论是什么事情。
We become religious enough to know how to end our prayer.
我们有一个非常宗教的情操，我们知道怎样祷告。
And we always pray, not my will, but thy will be done.
我们说不是我的，不是要按我的旨意，而按照你的旨意行。
But is it a reality in our heart?
但这是我们心中的真实的光景吗？
Are we genuinely laying it down?
我们是不是真实的把我们自己放下？
Have we been captured by the love of Christ in such a way?
我们是不是这样被基督的爱所抓住？
That we genuinely lay our wills down.
我们是真实的把我们自己放下。
For his will to be done.
要他的旨意能够成就。
This is what the love of Christ controlling Paul's life did.
这就是耶稣基督的爱他控制了保罗。
Paul had his plans and desires.
其实保罗有他自己的心愿，有他自己的计划。
But then when he was captured by that love of Christ, he laid it all down.
但是当耶稣的基督的爱抓住他的时候，他把这些都放下。
Would we lay our plans and thoughts down too?
我们会不会把我们自己的想法和计划放下呢？
And finally our Lord came to Calvary.
到最后我们的主耶稣基督来到加略山。
And we know the death that he suffered there.
我们知道他在那边所为我们经历的死亡。
It appeared that he was defeated.
好像他失败了。
But we know there the love of Christ won a great victory.
但是我们知道那个在那里基督的爱是一个伟大的得胜。
And how we are so thankful that that love of Christ it didn't end there.
我们何等的感谢基督的爱在那边所成就的。
But it went all the way to the throne.
但是他又达到了
宝座。Where he's ruling and reigning now.
他在宝座上掌管一切。
Now we love to talk about Christ ruling upon that throne.
我们非常愿意谈论基督在宝座上掌管一切。
And we love to talk about being seated with him in the heavenly places.
我们也愿意谈论有一天我们要和他一同坐在宝座上。
But are we willing to walk the path that he walked to get to the throne?
但是我们是不是愿意走他所通向宝座那条道路呢？
No crown without a cross.
没有十字架就没有冠冕。
And this has lost its value in our days.
这就是我们今天在我们的生活当中失去的那些价值。
But as you see Paul's life,
但是当我们看见保罗的生活的时候，
as he was walking through this life,
当他在地上行走他的人生，
he had an end set before him.
他有一个永恒的目标在他面前。
And he was faithful unto that.
他为着这个目标是信实的。
It governed his life.
是掌管他的人生的。
Brothers and sisters, unless this love of Christ has captured our hearts,
弟兄姐妹们，除非基督的爱抓住了我们的心，
within the evil and difficult days that we're living in.
在今天这个邪恶困难的时代当中，
we won't make it.
我们就没有办法走下去。
But there's a victory that we have in that love.
但是在这里边我们有个得胜。
That has overcome all things.
是胜过一切的。
And there's a way for us no matter what circumstance we find ourselves in.
无论我们在任何的光景当中都有一条路为我们准备好。
To press on through.
我们要一直努力向前。
And not just pressing through somehow.
不是说好像这样通过去了。
But pressing through triumphantly in him.
乃是借着得胜的光景当中一直向前。
This is that insatiable love that had captured Paul.
这就是保罗向着主永没有满足的那个渴慕。
And it governed every aspect of his life.
乃是控制他人生的每个方面。
He expresses some of this in the letter to the church in Philippi.
他在腓立比书的 这书信当中表明了这一些心愿。
If we look again at Philippians chapter 3,
我们再一次看腓立比书第三章的时候。
We read the first part of his testimony last night.
昨天晚上我们已经读到了他第一个部分的见证。
Of how he had counted all of his worldly treasures as nothing.
乃是看见他把地上这些所有的这些因为财宝的都当作有损的。
But now as Paul is pressing on,
但是保罗在这里边他要继续努力追求。
As he's writing this dear letter,
当他写到这些亲爱的书信的时候,
As we look at this letter to the church of Philippi,
我们看看他给腓立比教会所写的书信,
It's always good to remember that Paul was writing this from prison.
我们要记得保罗这些书信是在监狱里边写的。
If we didn't know that, we would never imagine that Paul could be writing this letter from a prison cell.
如果我们不知道的时候，当我们只读这些信的时候，我们没有办法想象是在监狱里写的。
But in spite of the circumstances he found himself in,
尽管他所处的光景是那样,
he is able to share his great heart and his desire.
他还可以和弟兄姐妹们分享他心中的渴望。
Again, let's look at Philippians chapter 3, starting in verse 12.
我们来看腓立比书第三章从12节开始。
Now these verses are familiar to us.
这些经文对我们来说都是非常熟悉的。
But I pray the familiarity of them will not hinder us from the Spirit speaking to us in a fresh way.
但是我祷告是这些熟悉不让成为我们的阻挡，让我们从一个新鲜活泼的光景当中来看神的心意。
Paul starts off in verse 12.
在第12节，保罗这样开始。
He says, "Not that I have already obtained."
说不是我已经得着了。 Now
if we stop right there,
我们就停在这里。
If we stop and think of all that Paul had been through,
我们要想一想保罗所经历的一切。
He had been on his 3 missionary journeys.
他已经有了3次的旅行布道。
He had written letters to the church in Rome and to the church in Corinth.
他也写了罗马书、哥林多前后书。
To the church in Galatia and also in Thessalonica.
加拉太书和帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
If anybody could say they have attained, Paul could say it.
如果任何人说他已经取得了一些成绩, 保罗完全有理由可以说。
But he saw there was so much more.
但是他看见了前面有更多的。
And he continues.
他继续说,
Not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所要我得着的，或者这里边可以说所以要得着我的。 弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在耶稣基督里从上边招我来得的奖赏。This
is a man with an insatiable desire.
这就是一个向着主有一个永不满足的渴望的保罗。
He realized that God had a call upon his life.
因为神在他的生活当中有个呼召。
But he realized he hasn't obtained it yet.
但是他
And he's continuing, he's motivated, he's driven by that love of Christ. He's pressing on. And just as it speaks of pressing on, the very nature of that, that's not an easy word. He doesn't say, I'm just cruising on.
他并不是说我就是这样慢慢地向前走。
That's going casually along.
就让随便地走,
but I'm pressing.
乃是要竭力追求,
there's an intent, there's a purpose there.
在这里边有一个非常的紧迫感,
there's a drive within him.
在这里边有一个驱动力,
that no matter what's before him,
不论他前面的障碍是什么,
he's pressing on.
他竭力追求,
and he's pressing on to lay hold of that for which I have been laid hold of for.
他说我可以得着基督耶稣所以,
Paul knew that he had been laid hold of by God with a purpose.
因为保罗在这里面知道主耶稣基督已经得着他是为着一个荣耀的目的。
And this is not just for Paul.
这个目的不是为他自己。
This is for each and every one of us.
乃是为着我们每一个人的。
Do we realize that the Lord has laid hold of each and every one of us with a purpose?
我们是不是认识到 神要得着我们每一个人是为着那一个荣耀的目的。
Sometimes we think as we read this verse,
有的时候我们读这节经文的时候,
we think this is just for special Christians.
我们想到这是为那些特别的基督徒而说的,
this is just for workers.
或者是那些工人,
this is just for those that are far more serious.
或者是那些非常认真的弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters, when each and every one of us was born again,
在弟兄姐妹们，当我们每个人重生得救的时候，
When we were taken out of that kingdom of darkness and brought into the kingdom of his beloved son,
当我们从黑暗的国度被迁到他爱子光明的国度的时候，
he called each and every one of us with a purpose.
他呼召我们每个人为着一个目的。
He laid hold of us.
他要为着，为此要得着我们。
He laid hold of us because he had a purpose for us.
他得着我们是为着那个特别的目的。
He had a purpose for us within the body of Christ.
在耶稣基督里有一个身体上有一个目的。
He had a purpose for each and every one of us that Christ be formed in us.
在每个人的身上要耶稣基督在我们里边成型有一个特别的目的。
Paul had this desire to enter into that in a fuller way.
但是保罗在这边他要在这边要有一个心中有个心愿要完全的进入。
And as Paul continues in verse 13,
在第13节保罗继续说
He says, as he's pressing on toward this one thing,
他说这里边只有一件事
He's forgetting what lies behind.
他要忘记背后的
And he's pressing on what lies ahead.
要努力面前的
Now there's a contrast here between what we shared last night.
在这里边和我们昨天晚上的交通有一个对比
Paul is forgetting about, he's putting behind him all of his experiences in the Lord.
他把他所有在神里边这些经历都放下了。
He's thankful for them.
为着这些感谢主。
He's thankful for everything that the Lord has provided for him.
在神所有的预备当中他感谢主。
But he's not looking back and just looking upon what has been done for the Lord.
但是他并不是回头看神在他身上的工作。
He's pressing on.
乃是他要努力面前。
But let's be clear, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们我们要非常清楚的一点。
Paul is not counting this as rubbish.
神保罗在这里边并没有说把这些当作
What he accounted as rubbish was the things of the world.
他把那些当作粪土的乃是以属世界的。
Before his salvation.
在他得救之前的。
All those things within the secular and religious world he had achieved.
在那些世界上的和宗教这些世界当中所取得的成就。
As it says back up in verse 8.
在第八节的时候他说到。
He counted that as rubbish.
他把那些看作是粪土。
But he's not devaluing what the Lord has done in his life.
他并不是说要贬值神在他身上的工作
But he's continuing to press on.
但是他要面向他要努力竭力
面向向前 And this is a great lesson for us.
这是对我们来说也是一个非常大的功课
Because sometimes we can subtly think.
因为有的时候我们会突然想
Oh, I've been faithful in this and this and this.
我在这件事情这件事情上这件事情上忠心
Oh, therefore I can rest.
所以我可以休息了
I can just take it easy for a while.
我可以在可以休息一会儿了。
If anybody could say that, Paul could say it.
如果任何人有这样的想法，保罗有理由可以这样想。
But he says, I'm forgetting about all the wonderful, all the ways that I've been faithful.
但是他说我要为着过去那所有的我这些努力信实的工作要忘记背后。
Because I have this insatiable desire within me to know more of Christ.
因为我在我里边有一个向着主永不满足的渴慕。
And I'm pressing on for that.
我要为着这个竭力追求。
Oh, we're thankful for all the ways the Lord used Paul.
我们感谢神对着神在保罗身上的使用。
But Paul never rested upon it.
但是保罗没有就停在这休息的。
He had this desire to experience Christ in a new and living way all the time.
因为他心中一直渴慕在耶稣基督里有一个新鲜的生命活泼的经历。
He knew that God had that call upon him.
因为他知道神在他身上有这样的一个呼召。
He was pressing on toward that prize.
所以他要竭力追求为着这个目的。
That upward call of Christ.
乃是从上边来召他得的奖赏。
The upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
乃是从神从上边来所召他的。
Sometimes, brothers and sisters, as we think about that prize.
弟兄姐妹们当我们有的时候想到这个奖赏的时候。
As we think about what we could call the end of the story.
我们可以看见这个故事的结束。
As you look at that new Jerusalem described in Revelation,
我们看见在启示录里边所讲的那个新耶路撒冷。
What do you see there?
那里边我们看见的是什么呢?
Are we fascinated by the stones?
我们是不是看见那些宝石觉得非常惊奇?
Are we fascinated by the pearls?
或者那些珍珠觉得真惊奇?
What is God fascinated by?
神在那边他所要看见新耶路撒冷里边他心中所
That new Jerusalem there is simply a manifestation of the life of Christ in his people.
那个新耶路撒冷乃是讲到基督他自己的生命在他子民当中的彰显。
It's the way Christ has been able to work. We look at the new Jerusalem, we see the life of Christ expressed among his people.
当我们看见那个新耶路撒冷的时候我们看见是基督的生命在他的教会子民当中的彰显。
We don't get fascinated by all the material within the city.
我们并不是为着那些城市里边那些 物质的材料。
But each piece of material is simply pointing us to Christ.
乃是每一个材料它都是指向基督的。
That's the issue.
这乃是问题的根本。
That's the prize, that's the goal.
那就是我们从上边的奖赏和目标。
It's entering into the fullness of Christ.
如果我们进入神丰满当中。
With all of our brothers and sisters.
所有的弟兄姐妹们一同进入。
And this is what had captured Paul.
这就是抓住保罗那个意象。
And he kept going on and on.
他要竭力向前追求。
Paul had that testimony now for me to live as Christ.
保罗在这里边说活如今活着的不再是我。
And from this point on, Paul didn't care where or how he served.
从那个时候开始保罗不再关心他在什么地方或怎样来服侍。
His only desire was to be pleasing to the Lord.
他心中唯一的盼望就是让主的心意得满足。
And he was always encouraging the saints in a similar way.
所以他也是用同样的方法去鼓励那些信徒。
Paul didn't care about circumstances.
他不在乎外面的环境。
If it was a small circumstance or a big circumstance.
无论是小的环境或大的环境。
If it was a peaceful one or a suffering one.
无论是平安的无论是受痛苦的。
He had one desire to honor the Lord.
他只有一个心意要服侍主。
This vision of God's purpose governed his life.
这个耶稣基督的意象已经抓住了他整个的人生。
And it became very practical in his life.
乃是从了他生活的实际。
Sometime when we talk about God's eternal purpose or a heavenly vision,
有的时候我们谈到神永远的心意和那天上的意象。
We can have a tendency to think it's just theoretical.
我们有的时候会有一个倾向想这只是一个理论。
But it's very practical and it touches every aspect of our life.
但是这是一个非常实际的要达到我们生命的每个方面。
A couple of months ago, we were in California.
两个月之前我们到了加州。
We were talking with a young brother and sister who had just purchased a new house.
我们和一对弟兄姐妹们谈论他们刚刚买了一个房子。
And their testimony was they had seen the practicality of God's purpose.
我们所谈论他们提到他们在这个件事情上看见了神的具体的旨意。
Now, this young family has four children.
这个年轻的家庭有四个孩子。
Oh, as they were looking for a home.
因为他们在想找一个房子。
They found themselves constrained within.
他们看见有很多的限制。
As they were looking at homes.
当他们在找这个房子。
And the realtors would try to tell them, oh, there's a great home over here, there's a great home over there.
但是这一边有一个非常好的那边有一个非常好的。
They found within their hearts.
他们在心里边在想。
But that'd be too far away from the brethren.
这个都离弟兄姐妹们太远了。
They said, we need a home near the brothers and sisters.
他说我们需要找到一个房子能和弟兄姐妹非常近的。
It might not be their so-called dream home.
可能不是我们梦想中的房子。
But it was his home and his place.
但乃是属神的 是属神的地方。
And as they were looking at houses,
所以当他在寻找这个房子的时候
they also wanted it to be very practical for the brethren to gather for prayer meeting and fellowship.
他们想到这个房子将来能够为着弟兄姐妹们在一起聚集祷告非常实用。
It was a wonderful testimony by this young couple.
在这个年轻的这对夫妻当中有个非常美好的见证。
They said, we have never experienced, we didn't realize that we had experienced before how practical God's purpose and calling is.
他们就提到说我们没有经历过之前没有经历过神的永远的心意是如此的真实和实际。
It impacted them in a very practical way on where to buy a house.
乃是直接的影响到他们在什么地方买房子。
It wasn't maybe the house they desired.
并不是可能他们得到这个房子是他们心中所愿望的。
But it was the house he had for them.
乃是神预备给他们的房子。
And they were abundantly blessed by it.
所以他们在这中间经历了很大的祝福。
And this is, we see this in Paul's life.
我们在这里边看见保罗的生命是这样。
Sometimes Paul would go to a place and we would call it a so-called small thing.
有的时候保罗到了一个地方可能别人认为是非常小的地方。
Look back at Acts chapter 16.
回到使徒行传第16章。
As we see in Acts 16, Paul is called over to Philippi.
我们在这边看见了保罗来到了腓立比。
And as he's led by the Holy Spirit,
是圣灵带领他来到腓立比。
They had desired to share the gospel in Asia.
因为他们要在亚细亚传福音。
But the Holy Spirit says no.
但是圣灵说不。
I'm calling you over to Philippi.
我要把你带到腓立比去。
So maybe within Paul's heart.
也许在保罗的心中想。
Now this is simply my imagination.
这是我自己的一些联想。
I wonder within Paul's heart.
我在想是不是在保罗心里边他会这样想。
If he was saying, wow, the Lord wouldn't let us share the gospel here in Asia.
因为神不让我们在亚细亚传福音。
He's calling us over to Philippi.
让我们到腓立比去。
Oh, he must have something big for us there.
也许在那边有一个更大的事工等待着我们。
This is a special calling.
这是一个特别的呼召。
There's going to be a glorious work there.
在那边有一个荣耀的工作。
All the people are going to be ready for the gospel.
所有的人都为着福音已经预备好了。
God's going to do a great work.
神在那边要做伟大的工作。
And so they get over to Philippi.
所以当他们来到腓立比的时候。
And what do they find?
他们看见的是什么呢？
They find nothing.
什么都没有。
They look around the city.
他们在城市里边到处看。
There's a few Jews that live there.
有几个犹太人生活在那里。
There's not even a synagogue.
甚至没有会堂。
And finally they go out by the river.
所以他们就来到河边。
And there's a few women praying there.
只是有几个妇人在那边祷告。
And what does Paul do?
保罗在那边做了什么呢？
Does Paul step back?
保罗是不是就后退了呢？
And say, we didn't come all this way to just share this wonderful message with a few people.
他是不是说我们不是走这么远的路来把这个大好的消息就跟这几个妇人来分享呢？
Particularly since they're just women.
特别是这些就是一些妇人。
Don't hit me afterwards.
之后不要打我。
But Paul was faithful.
但是保罗是他是信实的。
And he poured his heart out.
他把他的全部的心思都
And we're so thankful that through there we see how Lydia and her household were saved.
在那边我们看见了 Lydia 和她的家都得救了。
Now let me stop here for a second.
我们在这边要停下来思想一下。
As we see Paul and the other disciples and apostles going out,
当我们看见保罗或者其他的使徒们当他们出去工作的时候，
Let me ask a question.
我要问一个问题。
Do any of them ever go out for the purpose of establishing a church?
是不是他们中间是不是有任何人是为了在外面建立教会的目的去的
We're going to this city to establish a church.
我们到那个城市去建立一个教会。
We're going to this city to establish a church.
到那个城市去建立一个教会。
No.
没有的。
Their purpose is they go to the city and they declare Christ.
他们的目的到这个城市里边就是要宣告。
They declare the glorious gospel.
宣告是那个荣耀的福音。
And as that gospel touches hearts,
当这个荣耀的福音摸到心的时候
In a very living, real way, ones come together.
借着一个活的生活生命他们就走到一起了
It's tragic today how far we have gotten away from that.
实在今天来讲我们是一个何等的悲剧
We have terms like church planters.
所以有很多人说是他们是
Going out to start churches.
是出去建立教会的
Our call is to go out and to declare Jesus Christ and the fullness of his heart.
我们的呼召乃是要出去宣告耶稣基督他的丰满
And then as Paul did that in Philippi.
当保罗在腓立比这样做的时候
There was a spontaneity of ones coming together.
就有一个非就不大家都同心的聚集在一起。
We see one Lydia and her household.
我们看见了 Lydia 和她的家。
And then a little slave girl gets set free.
和那个小的奴隶她也得救。
And then the prison guard, the man in charge of the prison is saved through his family and his family.
禁足和他的全家都得救了。
It's a wonderful, in a very natural living way, there was this birth of a church there in Philippi.
是一个非常奇妙的非常自然的方式教会就在那边产生了。
We're so thankful that Paul was faithful in what we might naturally call a small thing.
我们非常感谢主，因为保罗在那边为着那些我们可能认为是小事上他忠心。
He was faithful in declaring that.
他非常忠心的宣告。
And through that, actually within God's economy, it's a great thing.
在神的建筑当中，实际上这是一个非常大的事情。
But he was faithful in those small things.
但是他在这些小事上忠心。
It's tragic today how we have confused bigness with greatness.
非常遗憾的是，今天我们把小的和大的混淆起来。
If something is big, it must be great of the Lord.
在我们的眼中看，这些大事可能在神的眼中是重要的。
We've confused glamour and glitz with glory.
我们把荣耀和那些表面上的光辉混合在一起。
But not Paul, he was very clear.
但是保罗里边非常清楚。
Remember when our Lord came upon this earth.
我们知道记得主耶稣基督来到地上的时候。
And he was there at Herod's temple.
在那里边在希律的宫殿里。
There was a lot of splendor, there was a lot of glamour, there was a bigness there.
在那边非常建筑非常宏伟辉煌。
But there was one thing missing.
但是缺少了一件事情。
There was no glory there.
没有荣耀。
And today, brothers and sisters, we see much glamour and glitz and bigness.
我们今天看见了那些大的表面上光辉的事情。
But the question is the glory of the Lord there?
但是问题是神的荣耀在那里吗?
Is His presence there?
他的同在在那里吗?
That's what God is jealous for.
那是神所热心的。
And this is what Paul had an insatiable desire before.
这就是保罗向着那个主永不
That ones could enter in and see and know the wonderful preciousness of the Lord.
人可以进入这个荣耀，可以知道神的同在。
It was shared that Stella and I are from Richmond, Virginia.
我的姊妹 Stella 和我是从弗吉尼亚来。
And we're very thankful that a little over 40 years ago.
我们非常感谢主，因为在40年，大概40年之前，
there was a dear brother who was willing to come and visit a few sisters.
有一个非常亲爱的弟兄在那去访问几个姊妹。
A little over 40 years ago, there was no assembly in Richmond.
在40年之前, 在Richmond那边没有聚会。
Some sisters had been to a conference.
有几个姊妹们, 他们参加了一些特会, 听见了一些。
And they invited this brother to come.
他们就邀请这个弟兄来。
And we're very thankful that he came to Richmond the first time for simply a handful of sisters.
我们感谢神, 因为他 来Richmond这个访问只是为了几个姊妹。
And every month he would come and share three messages.
每一个月他来到我们中间分享三篇信息。
It wasn't at the most convenient times.
并不是对他来讲非常方便的时候。
He would share one time on Sunday night.
在主日的晚上分享一堂。
One time on Monday morning.
星期一早晨分享一堂。
And one time Monday night.
星期一晚上再分享一堂。
Then he would move on to another city.
然后他就到另外一个城市去了。
But praise God, after a couple of years,
但是感谢主,
there were some young brothers were brought in.
有些年轻的弟兄们被带进来。
And there was a time for the Lord to birth a work there.
就神在那边就产生了一个新的工作。
The assembly was born then.
这个聚会就在那边诞生了。
We're thankful for this faithful brother.
我们感谢主为着这个弟兄的忠心感谢神。
He had many invitations.
他有很多的邀请。
But the Lord, he had that personal relationship with the Lord.
但是他和神有一个个人的关系。
That he was willing to put aside bigness and glamour.
他可以把那些从外边看大的辉煌的事情放下。
To come to Richmond for a handful of sisters.
就来到Richmond要为着和这几位姊妹在那边聚集。
There's great lesson for us there.
在那边我们可以看见一个何等大的功课。
Paul lived this.
保罗活这样的生活。
And would we live this also?
我们是不是也要活这样的生活?
We look at the outward so much.
我们常常注意外边的事情。
But the Lord is interested in reality.
但是神注意的乃是实际。
And we're thankful for ones that are faithful in small things.
我们感谢神为着那些在小事上忠心的感谢神。
Because through those, the Lord is doing a great work.
因为借着这些人，神正在做伟大的工作。
But also, as you look at Paul's life,
we see at
times that he was speaking with large numbers.
有的时候他对着很多人讲话。
There was times where the whole city would gather together.
有的时候甚至是全城的人都聚集在一起。
Was Paul more faithful then?
是不是保罗在那个时候就特别忠心一点呢?
He said, "Wow, I've got a big crowd now."
他说，嗨，我有很多人来听，是不是？
I have to give a special message.
我是不是要讲一个特别的信息呢?
Paul's message was the same. Not I, but Christ.
不是我,
Christ died for you. Christ was resurrected and he has a great call and purpose on your heart and life.
基督从死里复活,
just as he faithfully shared the gospel with a handful of sisters.
就正像他在那边为着几个姊妹所分享福音的时候的忠心。
He faithfully declared the gospel with the whole city.
他在整个全城的人面前宣讲也是同样的忠心。
At times the circumstances were horrible.
有的时候那些环境非常的可怕。
We already spoke of how Paul was in prison in Philippi.
我们也提到了保罗在腓立比的监狱当中。
But we're thankful how he wasn't governed by his circumstances.
但是我们感谢神因为这环境没有掌管他。
As you look at Acts chapter 16,
当我们看见这个使徒行传第16章的时候，
Paul is there in prison.
保罗这个时候在监狱里边。
What are they doing?
在那边做什么呢?
They're praying and singing hymns to God.
他们唱诗祷告赞美神。
They're not being so self-absorbed.
他们并不是为着自己而感到悲伤。
They're not in a pity party.
并不是可怜自己。
Look, I was faithful to God and look where I end up.
他并不是说我像神是如此忠心，看我得到结果是什么。
But they were there worshiping the Lord.
乃是在那边敬拜主。
And through that worship, then the Lord had a great earthquake.
但借着这个敬拜，神带来一个大的地震。
And even in the midst of the earthquake,
甚至在这个地震的同时,
Paul wasn't shaken by his circumstances.
保罗并没有被着这个地震而惊恐。
The jailer was ready to kill himself.
这个禁主要自杀。
But Paul, as you look upon the circumstances of Paul's life,
所以你看见保罗的这生活里边这所处这些光景的时候,
he'd been imprisoned by this guy.
因为这个人把他监禁起来。
And I can't imagine being underground in an earthquake.
我没有办法想象我们在地下的时候经历这个地震。
You know, it's scary enough to be above ground in an earthquake.
你知道在地震的时候我们在地上的时候都非常的害怕。
Imagine being in a prison underground during an earthquake.
你可以想象在地下室里边在那个监狱里边经历地震的光景。
But Paul was in such a, had that intimate personal relationship with the Lord.
但是保罗在这边因为他和主有一个非常亲密个人的关系。
That he came out in the midst of that circumstance.
在这个观景当中他站起来。
There was confusion and chaos all around.
那边大家非常的混乱。
But Paul simply declared the glorious gospel and that jailer and his whole household was saved.
但是保罗就在那边宣告耶稣基督的救恩这个禁主和他全家都得救。
How we see Paul as he had this relationship with the Lord.
因为我们看见保罗这里边和他和主有这样的关系。
We see it manifested in so many wonderful ways.
我们看见这样的关系就在他生活当中许多的方面被表现出来。
We know later in the book of Acts, Paul returns to Jerusalem and is arrested.
我们知道在使徒行传后边的章节当中他回到耶路撒冷被监禁。
But even in that, we see his great faithfulness.
我们在那边也看见他是何等的忠心。
He faithfully testifies before the Sanhedrin.
他在那个公会面前要诚实地做见证。
He testifies before Felix and Agrippa.
他在亚基帕和腓力斯面前做见证。
And his testimony was the same.
他的见证是一样的。
It didn't matter who Paul was sharing with.
不论是保罗所传讲的对象是谁。
I mean, these were the ones who had Paul's life within their hands.
那这些人乃是他们手里边好像握着保罗的生命。
Paul didn't try to change his message to please them.
保罗在这些人面前并不是改变他的信息要取这些人的喜悦。
He was faithful to declare it.
乃是他向着神的信息是忠心。
And he was so faithful.
他是如此的忠心。
As you look over at Acts 26,
我们看一下《使徒行传》第二十六章。
That there was one there with Agrippa,
在那边亚基帕王有一个人跟他同在。
Verse 24,
是在第二十四节。
His name was Festus.
这他的名字是菲斯都。
And in verse 24 it says, while Paul was saying this in his defense, Festus said in a loud voice, Paul, you're out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you mad.
保罗这样吩咐菲斯都大声说保罗你癫狂了你的学问太大反叫你癫狂了。
But Paul said, I'm not out of my mind, I'm just declaring the truth.
保罗在这边说我并不是癫狂我乃是事实说明话。
Paul was willing to be a fool for Christ.
保罗在这边他为着基督情愿是自己被像癫狂一样。
As he shared his testimony.
当他分享他的见证的时候。
People were laughing and mocking at him, Paul, you're crazy.
人们就嘲笑他人们就攻击他说你疯了。
This is what we mean of how Paul's message in life was the same.
这就是我们所说的保罗他的生活和他的信息是一样的。
Because when Paul wrote in Corinthians about being a fool for Christ,
保罗在哥林多的书信里边说我为着基督成为愚拙的。
In these verses here, he was living and being a fool for Christ.
在这节经文里边我们看见他在这里边活着一个像为着耶稣基督一个癫狂的生活。
It's easy to talk about being a fool for Christ.
我们说到这个为基督成为癫狂是容易的。
But when we're publicly humiliated,
但是当我们在公众场合被羞辱的时候
when we're publicly called out,
当我们在公众场合被哭到出来的时候
are we going to shrink back?
我们会不会
Or are we going to stand firm in the Lord?
我们乃是为着主能够坚定地站住。
In these evil and wicked days we're living in,
在这个邪恶败坏的时代我们
those of us that follow the Lord,
为着那些要跟随主的人
we will look foolish.
我们要在人的眼中看成
we will look simple.
是愚蠢的是癫狂的。
The world is looking for something more complex.
这个世界要寻找那些更复杂的事情。
And they look down at Christians.
所以他们就要轻看基督徒。
They say, oh, you need to be more educated.
所以你们需要更多的教育。
You need to open your mind to the things of this time.
你要对这个时代你们的心思要更开阔。
These Christians are too simple-minded.
他说这些基督徒他们的思想实在是太简单了。
They just have faith in this one called Jesus.
他们在这个人叫做耶稣的身上有信心。
Are we willing to be those fools in this hour?
我们是不是在这个时代要为主成为这些愚蠢的人。
Thank the Lord that Paul was able to be that fool.
但我们感谢主，保罗他可以成为为主成为这些。
We know later on Paul was sent to Rome and ended up in prison.
我们知道保罗在他的后人生的后期被带到罗马成为坐监。
In spite of the circumstances that he found himself in,
尽管他所处的环境当中
，he was faithful.
他仍然是忠心的。
He was chained to a guard.
他的手被绑在那个士兵的手上。
But as these guards would get chained to Paul,
当那个。和他一起绑在那个手上的士兵
Paul declared the glorious gospel with them.
对着这些他宣告神荣耀的福音
It's interesting to keep in mind
我们非常需要的是记得
that Paul didn't know what tomorrow held.
因为保罗在那个时候他不知道明天是什么
When he was in that prison in Philippi,
当他在腓立比监狱的时候
he didn't know there was going to be an earthquake and he'd be set free.
他不知道有个地震会发生他会
But he knew the Lord.
但他知道他认识主。
When he was testifying before Felix and before King Agrippa,
当他在亚基帕王在腓力斯面前申诉的时候
he didn't know what they would do to him.
他不知道那些王会对他做什么。
They had the authority to have him killed right then.
那王有权柄可以在那边杀掉他。
But he was faithful.
但是他是忠心的。
When he went to Rome,
当他进入罗马的时候
he didn't know how that would turn out.
他不知道前面所等待的
是什么。But he continued faithful in spite of the circumstances.
但是无论在任何的光景当中他是忠心的。
So often we think, well, I'm going to wait for better circumstances, then I'll do this or that.
有的时候我们说我们要等着这个环境改变更好的时候我才做这个做那个。
The Lord says, today is the day of salvation.
但是主说今天就是得救的日子。
The Lord is always looking for us to simply be faithful today right where we are.
神所盼望的是我们在我们今天在我们所处的光景当中信实。
You know who will encourage us to be faithful tomorrow?
你知道谁可以为着我们明天的忠心来鼓励我们吗
?It's the enemy.
是仇敌。
The enemy never minds us in promising to be faithful tomorrow.
因为仇敌他要我们好像在明天感觉当中忠心。
But he hates it when we're faithful today.
但是当我们今天忠心的时候他要
The Lord simply calls us in this life to be faithful today right where we are.
主耶稣基督对我们的呼召乃是在我们今天在我们现在所处的光景当中忠心。
Whatever he's put in our hands this day.
他今天所托付我们手中的。
A good circumstance, a bad circumstance.
无论是好的光景和坏的光景。
Being faithful right there.
我们要在这些光景当中忠心。
And this is what we see in Paul's life.
我们在保罗的身上看见这样。
We see at times Paul was rejected.
我们看见保罗有的时候会被拒绝。
He went in Acts chapter 18, he went to Corinth.
当在使徒行传第十八章谈到他到来到哥林多。
And he was rejected by the Jews there, so he goes to the Gentiles.
那边犹太人拒绝他他就来到外邦人当中。
He shares with them for about a year and a half.
在一年半的光景当中他和他们分享。
Then in Acts 19, he goes on to Ephesus.
在使徒行传第十九章他来到以弗所
He's also rejected there and goes through some trials.
在那边他同样被拒绝经历了患难。
But then for 2 years he teaches in the school of Tyrannus.
但是在两年的当中他在推亚努的学坊里边。
And praise God through that all who lived in Asia were able to hear the word of God.
但是感谢主在那边所有生活在亚细亚的人都听到了福音。
And Paul testifies that he was able to share the whole purpose, the whole counsel of God with them.
感谢主保罗在那边谈到神永远的心意。
Time and time again we see Paul being faithful right in the circumstance he was in.
一次又一次的我们看见保罗在他所处的那个光景当中忠心。
Because he had that intimate personal relationship with the Lord.
因为他和神有一个非常亲密的关系。
And as we heard the Lord's voice,
当他听见主的声音的时候
go this way, go that way.
走这条路或这条路
Say this, say that.
说这件事情或说这样的话
Don't do this, do that.
不要这样做这样做
Paul was led by the Spirit.
保罗是受着圣灵的引领
And it brought glory to the Lord.
把荣耀带给神
But it continued creating within Paul an even greater insatiable desire for the Lord.
这一切在保罗里边创造了一个更不永不能满足的向着主的渴慕
But Paul didn't have it just for himself.
但是保罗不是这些都是为他自己的。
Paul had the great burden within his heart.
保罗在他心中有一个沉重的负担。
That all the brothers and sisters would be brought into this insatiable desire.
乃是叫所有的弟兄姐妹们都带进这个永不满足的渴慕当中。
We see how this was manifest among the brethren in Paul's letter to Thessalonica.
我们从帖撒罗尼迦的书信当中看见保罗把这样的心愿带给这那边的弟兄。
Turn over to 1 Thessalonians.
我们来看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书
As we look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2,
我们看第二章
If we look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8,
我们看第二章的第八节,
we see here a marvelous testimony of Paul's life.
我们在这边看见保罗他生活当中一个何等美好的见证。
We get this wonderful glimpse into how he conducted himself.
我们从这里边也看稍稍瞥见一点他是怎样生活的。
As he's writing to these dear ones in Thessalonica,
当他在写帖撒罗尼迦前书给这些亲爱的弟兄姐妹们的时候,
he says in 1 Thessalonians 2:8, having this thus a fond affection for you, we're well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you have become very dear to us.
我们既然这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
Paul was there, and yes, he declared the glorious gospel.
保罗在那边他宣告了神的福音。
But he didn't stop there.
但是他没有停止在那边。
It says we shared our very life with you.
乃是他说到把我们自己的生命和你们分享。
Paul was, he was pouring out himself to them.
把他自己完全的献给这些弟兄姐妹。
He had the word of God.
他有神的话。
And his own life coming with them.
并且他自己的生命。
He says, you're very dear to me.
他说你是我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Paul had established relationships with them.
保罗在这边和这些弟兄姐妹有一个非常亲密的关系。
Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we can focus so much on the ministry of the word.
有的时候弟兄姐妹们我们可能对着这些执事中心。
We can focus so much on the message.
我们可能集中在我们的心思在这些信息上。
And the ministry and the word and the message is very important. Don't anybody misunderstand.
这些执事和这些信息当然是非常重要的，我们不要误解。
But what validates the message?
但是能够证实这些信息的事情,
the life of the messenger validates that message.
乃是这些传递信息这些人的生命能够证明这些信息。
Paul had a life that validated his message.
保罗有一个生命可以证明他所传的信息。
When he shared something with the brethren,
当他和弟兄姐妹们分享一些事情的时候,
they saw him living this way.
他们就看见他是这样的生活。
When Paul said, it's not I, but Christ.
当保罗说不再是我乃是基督。
When Paul talked about taking up your cross daily.
当保罗提到你要每天背起自己的十字架。
When Paul talked about being a fool for Christ.
当保罗说他为主的缘故自己癫狂。
When Paul talked about loving one another.
当保罗提到我们要彼此相爱的时候,
they saw this displayed in his life.
他们看见在他
They saw Christ in him. The message and the messenger were one.
他的信息和他传递信息的人是合一的。
And this was an aspect of Paul's life that was a glorious testimony.
这是保罗他生活的一个光景，是能够把荣耀见证带给神。
Look at Paul's relationship with these in Thessalonica.
我们看一下保罗和帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姐妹们之间的关系。
If we go back up to verse 7,
我们回到第七节。
He said, but we prove to be gentle among you as a nursing mother, tenderly caring for her own children.
只在你们中间心存温柔,如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
Now I'm reading from New American Standard.
我在这里边所念的是新美国标准版。
And it uses the phrase there, the nursing mother.
在这里边所用的这个词是
Not all translations use that phrase.
不是所有的翻译版本都用这个词。
But that's the spirit of the Greek that this translation uses.
但是希腊文原来的意思是带着这样的一个乳养的意思。
But we see this one Paul.
我们看见这里边的保罗。
Because he has this relationship with the Lord.
因为他和主有这样的一个关系。
He knew at times when he needed to be tender.
他知道他有的时候需要心存温柔。
Tenderly caring for ones.
他要心存温柔来关心这些人。
There's times, brothers and sisters, where when ones are going through trials of life,
有的时候弟兄姐妹们正在经历各样的患难。
They need that tenderness.
他们需要这样的温柔。
And it's so precious here because when we think of Paul,
这里边我们非常宝贵地看见保罗。
Probably tender is not a word that you would use to describe him.
因为我们平常知道温柔可能不是用来一个词来形容保罗。
We think of Paul as a fighter.
我们知道保罗是一个战士。
And Paul pressing on.
因为他要竭力追求。
But in the spirit of the living God, when he needed to be tender, he could be tender.
但是在神的灵里边, 当他需要温柔的时候, 他可以表现温柔。
Would there be that tenderness among us in these days?
在我们中间, 在这个时代, 有没有这样的温柔?
This is what encouraged the brethren.
这只能够给弟兄姐妹带来鼓舞的。
But then at the same time,
在同时,
as we go down to verse 11,
我们看见第十一节,
We see in verse 11, he says, just as you know how we were exhorting and encouraging and imploring each one of you as a father would his own children.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样。
Now he's exhorting, he's correcting as a father would.
这个时候他在劝勉，在更，在劝勉，在更正， 像一个父亲一样。
This is a life in the spirit.
这也是在他的
Paul knew when to be tender. He knew when to be firm. Sometime when one is going through things, you need to come alongside, put your arm around him, say it's going to be okay.
有的时候当我们发生一些事情的时候，我们需要来拥抱我们的弟兄，说没问题。
Other times you need to look at them.
有的时候我们需要看着他。
And you say, straighten up.
说你要站起来。
Get up, oh.
要起来。
Quit feeling sorry for yourself.
不要为你自己的忧伤。
But do we know the difference?
我们知道这个区别吗?
At times we rely so much on our own natural tendencies.
有的时候我们很多的是仰望我们自己这个天然的感觉。
Our natural temperaments.
我们自己天然这个性格。
But we see within Paul.
但是我们从保罗身上看见。
How that life of the Lord had captured him in such a way.
神的生命是这样的抓住他。
When he needed to be tender, he could be tender.
当他需要温柔的时候，他可以表现温柔。
When he needed to be a little firmer, he could be a little firmer.
当他需要坚定的时候，他可以坚定。
And all he was able to do this,
他之所以能够做这些,
because he had relationships with them.
因为他和他们有一个亲密的关系。
Paul wasn't a stranger to these ones.
对于保罗来说，这些不是一些陌生人。
But he was among them.
因为他就在他们中间。
As a mother, as a father.
像母亲一样，像父亲一样，
caring for ones.
他关心他们。
And we see how Paul has this burden whenever he's among brothers and sisters.
我们看见保罗里面有这样的一个负担，每当他和弟兄姐妹在一起的时候。
He wasn't just speaking words, but he was imparting life.
他不仅仅是分享这些信息，乃是分享生命。
As we remember in the church of Galatia,
我们记得在加拉太的教会当中，
Paul said, I'm laboring, I'm in agony for you.
他说我们为你们受苦，为你们，
You're my children.
你就是我们的孩子。
And I'm laboring in travail that Christ be formed within you.
我们在你中间，我们受苦乃叫基督在你里面成形。
He had that intimate relationship with them.
因为他和他们有一个非常亲密的关系。
They were his children.
好像他们的孩子一样。
He cared for them.
他非常关心他们。
And he wasn't just throwing up a token prayer.
他并不是就是随便的有一些发出一些祷告。
But he was laboring in travail.
那他乃是在那边尽心竭力的服侍。
And what was his goal?
他的目标是什么呢?
That Christ be formed within him.
乃是基督在他们里面成形。
This is what the Lord is after.
He's
so desiring that there would be those ones conformed to the image of Christ.
他何等的盼望那些人每个人能够被磨成基督耶稣的形象。
Paul was noted for having these relationships.
人们注意到保罗和这些弟兄们有这样亲密的关系。
If you look through Romans chapter 16,
如果我们看见，
or if you look through the end of Colossians or 2 Timothy,
或者是提摩太后书，
in those chapters, we see over and over again, Paul is saying, give my greeting, send my love to so-and-so, to so-and-so.
在这些信件的结束， 他都每次都提到要问弟兄姐妹们问这个弟兄那个弟兄姐妹的安。
He was among them.
因为他在他们中间。
Not just sharing the word, but sharing his life.
他不仅仅是在他们中间分享这些话语， 乃是分享他的生命。
And would we be those in this hour that are those that are sharing the word and life together?
愿我们也在成为这个末后的时代， 不仅分享话语，也分享生命。
And Paul was always, as he had this pressing on within himself,
保罗在这里边他乃是要竭力追求， 他自己竭力追求。
He was trying to encourage the brethren to press on also.
他也鼓励弟兄姐妹们要竭力追求。
As we look again at 1 Thessalonians,
我们再回头看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书。
If we look down at chapter 4, verses 9 and 10,
我们看见第四章第九和十节。
We see this little phrase that Paul uses quite often.
这个经文保罗常常用的。In
1 Thessalonians 4, 9,
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章，
Now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you. For you yourselves are taught by God to love one another, for indeed you do practice it toward all the brethren who are in Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, to excel still more.
论到弟兄相爱， 不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。你们向马其顿全地众弟兄固然是这样行了，但我劝弟兄们要更加勉励。
We're thankful how Paul is encouraging them in this matter of loving one another.
在这边我们看见保罗鼓励他们要彼此相爱。
How, and it's a wonderful testimony here of those in Thessalonica.
在帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹们有一个非常美好的见证。
Of how they have learned, they have been taught by God to love one another.
因为他们学到了，他们被教导要在主里边彼此相爱。
As you see in verse 10.
我们看见第十节。
It says, for indeed you do practice this.
说实际上你们像马其顿全地众教会已经固然这样行了。
You're practicing this love for one another throughout all Macedonia.
你们在马其顿全地已经固然这样行了。
Now wouldn't it be marvelous if the Lord penned a letter like that to us?
如果主给我们中间的弟兄姐妹写这样的书信，这是何等美好的见证。
If one day the Seattle Christian Assembly received a letter,
如果有一天西雅图基督的教会接到这样一封信，
we're thankful for the way you show the love of the brethren to one another.
我们为着你们和弟兄姐妹们中间所显的爱心感谢神。
Oh, that would make us feel good.
让我们里面会感觉到非常的好。
But we're thankful here as Paul is writing to them.
但是感谢主，这里边当保罗写信给他们
的时候， he commends them for what they've done.
他鼓励他们。他们这表扬他们已经成就的。
But in that same spirit that he wrote to Philippi,
但是就像他和腓立比书信所写的时候的
that spirit of forgetting what lies behind,
乃是要忘记背后的。
But pressing on to what lies ahead,
要努力面前的。
He said, yes, you've been loving the brethren.
他说是的，你弟兄们，你们已经彼此相爱。
But we urge you to excel still more.
但是我要劝勉你们要更加勉励。
Let's not become contented.
要不要为此而满足。
But that desire we have for the Lord,
我们里面向着主的这个心愿。
This is desire we have for not just our individual life, but our life together.
但不是我们个人向着主的心愿，乃是我们团体的心愿。
And we could be excelling still more.
乃是我们要继续向前。
Over and over through Paul's letter, he uses this little phrase, much more.
我们每一次看见保罗的书信里面要竭力向前，更得到更多的。
If you look in the letter to the Romans,
包括罗马书，
he speaks of justification,
他提到了这个称义，
but he says there's much more.
但是说他说还有更多的，
he speaks of forgiveness,
他提到了赦免，
he says but there's much more.
但是还有更多的，
on and on he goes about the much more in Christ.
他一直提到说在基督里我们还有许多的未得之地。
This is one who has an insatiable desire within him.
这就是那一个保罗，因为他向着主有一个永不满足的渴慕。
And would the Lord be touching our hearts that we have this desire to excel still more?
愿神摸着我们里边的心，让我们也有一个对着主永不满足的渴慕。
We would be characterized by this.
让我们生命的特性被这样的建立起来。
And it's wonderful as you see within Paul's life.
我们可能看见保罗生命是何等美好的光景。
That Paul is one of the things upon his heart.
在他心中有一件事情。
He has this desire that the testimony of the Lord would continue on.
他心中的愿望是神的见证要一直向前。
Not only is he encouraging these assemblies,
他不仅仅为着这个各众地的教会来勉励，
but he's also encouraging younger ones to be raised up to be faithful.
他也鼓励那些年轻人要被建立起来，要向着主有忠心。
He encourages a Timothy.
他鼓励提摩太。
He encourages a Titus and others.
他也鼓励提多和其他的人。
To enter in and to be faithful.
要在主面前忠心。
Because Paul knows his days are numbered.
因为他知道他在地上的日子不多了。
And if the Lord delays, there would be this continuing on.
因为如果若是主延迟，我们知道教会要继续向前。
But Paul is very clear with each of these.
但是保罗在这里边，他心里边对每件事情
非常清楚。What are they carrying on?
他们要继续向前所带的见证。
They're carrying on the life of Christ.
乃是耶稣基督的生命。
They're not carrying on a teaching or a doctrine.
因为他们并不是要把一个教训或者一个经历带下去。
They're not carrying on a tradition,
也不是一个传统。
But they're carrying on that insatiable desire to know the Lord in a greater way.
乃是要向着主永不满足那个渴慕要继续下去。
And would the Lord continue to be working in our hearts in these days?
愿神在我们心中在这个时代工作。
To not only encourage some of us that are a little older to be pressing on,
不仅仅是为着我们中间有一些年长的弟兄姐妹们要继续向前，
but for the creating that insatiable desire within our younger brothers and sisters,
也是在我们年轻的弟兄姐妹们心中创造着一个永不满足的渴慕，
that we can be pressing on together,
我们要一同向前。
As we look at Paul's life,
当我们看见保罗的生命的时候，
this is what we see in this second lesson.
我们从第二个功课里边看见这样。
First, he had that desire to have that intimate personal relationship with the Lord.
第一次我们看见他和主有一个非常亲密的关系。
And the closer he got with the Lord,
当他和主的关系越亲密的时候,
he found within his heart,
他就越知道他的心意,
there was this desire that was growing and growing.
在他的心中就有一个渴望一直在增长。
These aren't separate independent lessons.
这不是并不是两个是独立的功课。
These are integrated in life.
乃是在生命当中结合在一起的功课。
That relationship leads to this desire.
乃这个亲密的关系就带进这个渴慕。
The desire leads us back to know, have that relationship even greater.
这个渴慕带进一个更深的亲密的关系。
And all of it was because one day Paul was captured by the Lord.
这一切只是因为有一天
And we have this great desire that we today would be a captured people.
我们心里边有一个巨大的渴慕, 就今天我们成为神所得着的一群人。
One of my favorite hymns.
我有一个非常喜爱的一首诗歌。
I'm sorry, I didn't tell you this before. Give you a heads up. It's written by a brother named George Matheson.
有一个是弟兄 George Matheson写的一首诗歌。
It says, "Make me a captive, Lord."
是主愿你得着我,
and then I will be free.
我就可以得着自由。
Would the Lord make us captives?
愿神实在是抓住我们。
For the more we're captivated by Him,
我们越是更多的被神得着,
we're truly free.
我们就更多的自由。
We enjoy the glorious liberty of the sons of God.
我们实在是非常享受神所赐给我们的各样的自由。
Paul was a prisoner.
保罗是一个被囚的人。
But he was free.
但是他是一个自由的人。
When he was in that prison in Rome,
当他在罗马的监狱的时候,
while he was in that prison, he wrote to the church in Ephesus.
他写了以弗所书。
He wrote to the church in Colossae and Philippi.
哥罗西书和腓立比书。
His spirit was free.
因为他的灵是自由的。
He might have been in a physical prison.
他的身体可能是在监禁当中。
But his spirit was free.
但他的灵是自由的。
There's a sister in history named Madame Guyon.
在历史当中有一个姊妹叫盖恩夫人,
and she was in prison for many years for her faith.
为着她的信仰, 她也做了很多年的监牢。
And during this time, she wrote many letters and various poems.
在这个时候, 她写了很多的书信和诗歌。
And one of the poems she wrote was, "A little bird am I."
她有一首诗写道, "我是一只小鸟."
She described herself as a little bird.
她那边描写到她自己好像一只小鸟一样。
And this bird was in a cage.
这个小鸟在这个笼子里边。
And the bird during this poem talked about being in the cage.
她在这首诗里边写到这个小鸟被放在笼子里。
It said, I'm not free to fly around.
她说这个小鸟并没有办法自由地在外边飞翔。
I'm confined in this cage.
我被监禁在这个笼子里。
But within my heart,
但是我的心,
I'm free.
是自由的,
for my spirit to soar.
因为我的灵可以飞翔。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
what prison do we find ourselves in?
我们是在怎样的监禁当中呢?
Do we have a prison of our family, or work, or school?
我们是不是我们的家庭、工作或者是学校成为我们的监狱?
Are we using that prison as an excuse not to press on in the Lord?
我们是不是把这些监狱 作为我们的借口没有办法继续竭力追求呢?
The Lord has set us free.
主已经释放了我们。
And as no matter what circumstance we find ourselves in,
无论我们在任何的光景当中,
and I'm not making light of anybody's circumstances,
我们并不是说我们这些光景不存在,
because I know some of them are very difficult.
因为有的时候这些环境实在是很难。
But no matter how difficult,
但是无论这环境是何等的艰难,
God is greater.
神比这都更大。
He's made a provision for us.
他的供应是足够我们用的。
In the midst of that, to know the glorious liberty and freedom that we have in Him.
在这样的光景当中, 我们可以经历他所赐的自由和他的丰富。
That even though we might know physical constraints,
也许我们在我们的身体上有些限制,
our spirits are free to soar in Him.
我们的灵乃是可以自由飞翔的。
That's what that hymn writer was talking about.
那就是这首诗歌所写的。
When we're captured by the Lord,
当我们被主抓住的时候,
we are free.
我们自由了。
Of all the things that would try to ensnare us,
那些所有要网络关闭我们的这些事情,
we're free to press on and to know Him in a fuller and greater way.
我们可以自由地继续竭力地追求。
Paul describes himself as a prisoner of the Lord.
保罗在这里边他说他是主的奴仆。
And I believe it's going far more than just talking about a physical prison.
我们这里边想到保罗所讲的远远超过他身体之间所受的监禁。
Paul was a prisoner of God.
保罗乃是神的 被求的。
And would we come into that place?
愿我们也能够来到这一点上。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful for the great love that has captured each one of us.
主，我们为着你那个奇妙的大爱，抓住我们每个人的爱，感谢你。
And Lord, we're thankful for your great grace that sustains each one of us.
我们也为着你奇妙伟大的恩典，能够支持我们，感谢你。
Lord, we know we're not where we should be.
我们知道我们还没有达到我们应该到的光景。
But we're thankful for your long-suffering love with us.
但是我们感谢你，你是长久忍耐的。
And Lord, as we have this time together,
主，当我们一同来到这个一同聚集的时候，
we are praying that there would be a quickening of your spirit within each of our hearts and lives.
我们祷告在我们的心里边，你的圣灵能够来觉醒我们。
That we too could be those that have this insatiable desire within us to know more of you.
我们也同样成为一个向着你永不满，心里边有一个永不满足的渴慕。
In thy name we pray.
奉你的名祷告，阿门。